do z czerwonym nosem, miał błyszczący bardzo nos. Gdybyście go widzieli, śmielibyście się na głos. Inne renifery zawsze z niego śmiały się i nikt i biedny Rudolf nie mógł z nimi bawić się. Wigilijną mglistą noc Santa Claus tak rzekł: Rudolf, nos twój świeci się, czy prowadzić zechcesz mnie? Krzyknęły renifery: Rudolf, my kochamy cię. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem bohaterem zrobił się. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem bohaterem zrobił się.
That sounded holiday appropriate.
Okay, I don't know. It was queued up. I don't know where it goes when it
oh, there it is.
Itself. No, it uncues itself. I think when you try to start it remotely from here, like when you have it queued up.
Your mic's way too soft now.
I know. Everybody complained about you, by the way, being too loud. They're like, that guy's mic is way too loud.
I'd like to be right on the mic.
I've lost everything. Do you see my cards around anywhere?
You have cards?
Yeah.
Do I have cards?
I don't know. I had notes. Oh, here they are.
I may not be on the radio.
No, everything is fine.
Are you
okay.
Sure I'm on the radio?
Yeah, I think we're starting now. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to the second annual Christmas special, Sportsy Talk.
Yay!
I couldn't find any of my Christmas music at home, so.
Yay!
So we will not be playing the old standards. The things that people wait all year to hear again, my mother-in-law calling my brother-in-law to ask what he wants for Christmas. That's pretty awesome.
Aww.
But we have a good show anyway. We have a lot of sportsy things. We invite you to call in and talk sports with us or holiday things with us. Or
holiday things.
Holiday things, yeah. The holidays are coming up.
They're here.
What? They're here now. I know. It's like 90 degrees and raining and here. And it's, you know, doesn't feel
crisp. I have so much shopping to do because I haven't done any.
Well, that's because you don't have any money.
I'm going to have to do it in like the airport.
That's bad.
Like, I got everyone a TV guide.
Reader's Digest. Here you go. Oh, 1 year. Okay, you want to hear a sad story of childhood?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it my childhood?
No, it's mine.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so
my dad got all degenerative and everything, you know, but he was still kind of functioning and stuff, and nobody else was around, and we were going over to my uncle and aunt's for Christmas dinner, and we were ready to go. You know, my sister and I were dressed and my dad was, you know, ready to go and we were ready to go. And all of a sudden he goes, oh, presents. And he like forgot that we would have to give everybody presents. So, and this was, you know, in the days when the stores weren't open all the time on Christmas. I mean, they actually closed on Christmas Day. You know, you couldn't go buy something, you know, on Christmas Day because it was too late.
No.
So we had to go through our house and look for things that seemed, you know, kind of gifty.
Gifty,
and wrap them up and take them over and give them to people. And people were kind of like, oh, a photo cube.
Yeah.
With not in a box or anything, you know, with the prints on it. Yeah. It was like the worst.
So that's my idea.
It was like, and we were like, yeah, that's, we thought you'd like that.
Well, I usually don't get paid until, you know, yeah, Christmas morning. Like, I put off buying gifts until the moment where I was like, oh, now I really got to do
now
that.
You got to do it, yeah.
So.
To when you're in the airport.
Yeah, I always wait for a Christmas bonus that never comes.
And what, so every
never
year.
Never comes.
Oh, you know, it was really, sad. Sad Christmas thing happened to me today on the weekend. On the weekend,
yeah. You punched Santa in the face.
No, it was Sunday, and I had to go to someone's house for dinner.
Sounds terrible.
On Sunday, right? I had to go to Brooklyn, 2.5 hours on the train.
Yeah, no, that must take forever.
It does. And I get there, and the Giants game is on, right? And I'm outside in the cold and the snow. The snow is coming down. It's very dark because it's Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I lit a match, and I could see, in the light of the match, I could see Eli Manning throwing a pass to Odell Beckham Jr. And just as Odell Beckham Jr. reached up to grab the pass, the match went out. And I shivered, and I looked at my remaining matches, and I thought, well, I want to see how the game ends. And I lit the match, and I saw that it was 35-7 Panthers, and I was very sad. And I sat down in the snow, and it was dark, and I lit the other match, and all of a sudden they were tied 35-35.
Yeah, pretty good.
I looked through the window, and inside I could see people eating roast goose and with slivers of glass in it.
Goose
and,
is very greasy,
and,
you know? I mean,
yeah,
it seems like, it seems nice because they're white.
It seems like it'd be fancy,
but
it's like, no,
greasy.
It's nasty,
it's like,
right?
It's like eating a rat.
I know, it's a nasty thing. I mean, you see those geese, like, pooping all over down by the waterfront,
yeah,
and stuff. It's a, ew. And so I pounded on the door, and I said, let me in. And they're tied, and there's only 5 seconds left in the game, and I want to see the OT. And
the OT? You mean the program, the OT? Oh,
no,
you mean overtime. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they let me in, and I demanded that they turn on their television set, and they turned on the television set, and some show was on, and it wasn't the football game, and then I knew the Giants had lost in the last 5 seconds, and then I found out later, in fact, they did. So.
They did.
And Odell Beckham's in all kinds of trouble.
Well, is he? Odell Beckham kind of had a fist fight with Norman.
He rammed his head into the side of Norman's head.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I don't know.
Josh Norman.
It's the holidays. You don't think hitting somebody in the head with your helmet is a good sign of the holidays?
A festive thing to do, a sign of love and peace.
I mean, a few years ago, it was like, yeah, great. They're hitting helmet to helmet.
It's like the temperature of the sun in here. It's really hot.
Well, because it's like 80 degrees outside.
You know what? Oh, okay. Is that why?
And we have the heat
really
pumped all the way up.
It's hot in here.
That's just you.
You'd better take off some clothes. It's hot in here. I don't know. what did you get me for Christmas?
Are we going to open presents already?
Underwear? No, we don't have to do that.
Fancy
yet.
Underwear.
I just wondered.
What?
I mean, you know,
I don't even know what
heavy
your size is. I mean,
I'll guess.
I don't know what my size is. I like that little underwear. Like, if you wear women's underwear,
yeah,
and I do occasionally.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, someone will leave it at my house or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yes, of course. Then
that little bow in the front is a nice touch, I got to say.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little bow in the front. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, those are good.
Well, are we going to open presents?
No, we don't have to do that
we
now.
We can wait.
We can wait. Let's wait. Okay, so we bought each other presents.
This is heavy. This is,
I know.
I mean,
I had to bring a special.
Seriously don't deserve this, and now I'm a little worried about what I've bought you.
No, it's fine.
I mean, something came today, so it was like, yes, I was waiting and waiting on this
I
guy.
I can't believe you, like, ordered something for
no,
me.
No, well, it
special
was really
that's
complicated.
Really sweet.
I mean, it was really complicated.
Very
you'll see.
Nice. Okay.
Super complicated.
I bet. That's fantastic. Do we have any comments on the comments board? Is anyone?
Yeah, everyone's
Merry
talking
Christmas?
About. You know, I have to play Danny D in fantasy football.
Oh yeah,
for the
sport, the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football League. We're in the playoffs now.
Somehow the last thing was 2 weeks.
Yes.
And so, but now this one's only 1 week.
It is. I thought it was 2 weeks.
I think it's 1 week because
isn't it 2 weeks?
Like everybody
16,
sits
17?
Their best players on this. Maybe I made
I think
a mistake.
It's two. I think it's 2 weeks.
Could be 2 weeks.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We don't know any.
So I have to play Danny.
You're the commissioner. Yeah, you and Danny D, listener Danny D, are playing for the championship, the
yeah,
Sportsy Talk
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure for
me. If you win, you get to be a co-host on this show. Did you know that?
That's a lot of pressure for me to be a co-host on the show.
Yep. And I'm playing... Who am I playing? I'm playing somebody. Listener Joe...
Yeah.
...is playing his JPP's Phantom Finger.
He's good.
Yeah. Is playing somebody... Liam. I think listener Liam is playing him.
It's like Phantom
Zach,
Hand
Listener
now.
Zach. Listener Zach
it's
is
like Phantom
him.
Hand because he actually stuck it up at one point and knocked the ball going the other way. And it was like,
but
he just
the,
has a hand that's like uselessly
picture,
wrapped up.
It's like
up.
A club. It's like his hand is not.
And
there
was a guy
Pierre
like
Paul.
Running and he couldn't make a tackle on him
because he doesn't have fingers.
He
can't
like,
grab
he's
anything.
He's like useless like a panda. Like
I know. He just pats at them. Pats at them with his paws. He's Jason Pierre-Paul blew his hand off with a fireworks accident
on the
4th
of July
because he was and they kept like denying that it was very bad and they kept saying he'd be
they
fine.
They showed his hand; it's just a mangled
his hand
wreck.
It's a mangled stump.
Looks like half a pork chop.
It does. And they here we got a call. WFMU, we think you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say
happy
that
Christmas,
Bronwyn and Jim. I hope you have a good Christmas.
Thank you, caller. That's great.
Thank you. All right, I'll take mine. Yeah, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. So if you're, you know, on the fantasy football league of Sportsy Talk and you want to talk smack about who you're up against, this. So if I win, do I come in like fifth or something, or am I too far
something
down
like
for even that?
That
like,
yeah, know, I think it's something like that.
They might come in
I mean, that's
fifth.
Pretty decent out of
I'd
how many
okay.
teams do we have? 12?
Yeah, we had a lot this year.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of injuries. You took a lot of Giants, and the Giants were terrible.
I didn't take a lot of Giants. You know who I took was Andrew Luck. I had a theory about Andrew Luck this year. I thought it was his year to dominate.
I mean, he's a very good quarterback when he's healthy.
Sense.
He's just
been
injured the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, they broke all his ribs.
Is that what it is?
He has broken ribs, and I think one of his
Billy
ribs.
Billy Goat Beard? I think that
yeah,
was one
know.
Of his.
Yeah,
I think he was out
beard,
a couple of weeks because he has neck beard.
Neck beard was hard on him. He I think one of his broken ribs ruptured his spleen or something.
Do you really need a spleen?
He's a mess. I don't know if you need one, but if you have one, you don't want it to be ruptured, right? So, I don't know.
Sepp Blatter is on the boards. He says, am I banned from the show's comment boards? I have some free time on my hands now.
Sepp Blatter can come on. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Merry Christmas, Bronwyn and Jim.
Hey,
Danny D.
How's it going? Do you have secrets? You know I'm going to cheat somehow commissioner.
Oh, I figured that you're going to like start three punters or something.
He's a commissioner. He can go in and just change your lineup.
I could trade all your players to me.
The first commissioner I dealt with like that.
You have like apparently like as the you know because they each week the Yahoo people or whatever were on ESPN.
ESPN.
They grade all the players and Danny D is like the favored to win this week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to do something totally underhanded and completely insane to try to beat him.
Yep. I think that's advisable. Don't you, Danny D? Don't you agree?
What, that Jim will do something underhanded? Probably.
Yes.
He should,
I clearly will. I mean, I've been brought up a Patriots fan, so cheating is second nature to me.
Exactly.
Did you see my little Christmas song?
You wrote a Christmas
there?
Song?
No.
Or was supposed to the night before Christmas? My
Where?
Little chunk.
Where?
On the comments board?
No.
Oh, it is. Wait a minute.
I can't see the
comments. On Leckler, on Huber, on Colquitt and Colquitt, on Quigley and Cluey, and Anger and Nortman.
Oh, it's about punters. It's a little poem about punters. Oh, that's very sweet. No, I can't.
Probably could do the rest of it if I think about it. But
all right.
I mean, how much time do we have?
Well, that was the problem. That's why I just said, let me get these eight punters out here.
Oh, eight tiny punters.
Eight tiny punters. Very see, there you go.
Quickly, I don't remember. Paul, Anger? Who's Anger?
Ed Anger?
He's
awesome.
Like
he's
one
a
of the
columnist.
Best. He's Jacksonville punter. You got to be a good punter if you're in Jacksonville.
Danny D says he's going to crush me for Christmas. Jeez.
Wow, Danny
Do I have any chance at all? Should I even show up for the finale?
Oh, if you want to not show up or not play a lineup,
Well, my problem is that my guys are all making the play. Like my main quarterback is that Cam Newton, who's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess.
So they'll probably sit him in the second half. But he was good for 40 points this past week because he threw like five touchdowns because they were just like.
Oh, and he was playing the Giants.
They were just totally messing with the Giants at a certain point.
Yeah, they'd sit him, right? And then you won't get any points.
Well, they're undefeated. You know, one year that Indianapolis was going undefeated with Peyton Manning. And they were like, oh, let's dump this game. Let's like rest Peyton and stuff. And those guys were really mad that they dumped the game and lost the game because they could have been undefeated. And then they lost the Super Bowl.
Right.
So they may go for the undefeated season because that makes you feel pretty good. started being undefeated.
Yeah.
It only happened like two other times ever.
The Patriots won, and they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
And the Dolphins won the Super Bowl when they were undefeated. Yeah. Ever.
Two keys for a successful quarterback this year is to either play the Giants or play the Ravens.
What about the Saints?
Yeah, that was an awful game.
Yeah, the Saints are terrible. And that they're actually worried that Rex Ryan is technically still the coach of the Bills.
He's still the coach of the Bills.
And they were saying maybe his brother will go there, but like now they're now Rex sounds like he might get fired too. Like, can you imagine getting 1 year and getting fired from the Bills for not winning? I mean, what are you gonna do? Bills never win.
Do you think Wob Ryan is like a mall Santa somewhere right now?
Yes. Yes,
he's perfect
because
he's got the, like the long, flowing white hair.
He's got the flowing white hair and the big belly.
White beard.
Yeah, the big belly. That's an awesome idea, Danny D.
That's
I
not
like
bad.
That. No.
Points for Danny D.
I may have to say, close the punt before Christmas. I may have to put this together.
I want right. cartoons to be, pictures.
Well, you guys know the artists for that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give them a call.
They won't do it.
Your punters, if I do it.
Yeah, Art Spiegelman will get right on that.
We'll call him up.
How did you feel? You're a Bengals fan, and the Bengals' backup quarterback is AJ McCarron.
Yeah.
How did you feel? They look pretty good.
I think he's all right. I mean, I think the team could have played better, but,
they won, and
McCarron didn't make any mistakes, and
it
was a nice, boring game.
Is Dalton coming back for the playoffs or no?
I think so. I think it'll help if they get the bye. If they get the bye, I think he'll definitely be back. I don't know if he'll be back if they have to play the first weekend.
And the Devils play Detroit tonight, so how many goals will Detroit
That's
win
hockey.
By?
That's hockey.
How many goals will the Detroit Red Wings win by?
None.
Oh, the Red Wings.
They'll lose.
Hail Satan. I don't think so. Hail Satan. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan, Danny D.
Without Santa, without Satan. That's all I'm saying.
Well, good luck.
Good luck, Danny D.
I know you're playing the commissioner, and he's going to
cheat
like hell. So, you're up.
Yeah, that's like Goodell. I'm up against Goodell.
Yeah, I know.
Goodell always wins.
I'm going to suspend half your players.
But anyway, you guys have a very Merry Christmas, safe travels
you
if you're traveling anywhere, and to everybody out there, happy, healthy.
Yep.
Thank you, Danny D.
Have a good holiday.
Thanks for calling. Happy Christmas.
We'll see you later.
Yep. Danny D.
Danny D. He's in a lot of trouble because I'm going to beat him by like 300 points. Geez.
It's really hot
just
in
by
here.
Cheating.
It's really hot
I'm
in here.
I'm a little
what
sweaty, but I'm always
can
sweaty.
Can we open a window?
I don't think so.
How can we open the door?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Will we hear, Santa's elves down the way?
If somebody calls in at 201-209-9368, you could talk to them while we open the door. We could open the back door.
Which
and, like,
door?
Fresh air would come
oh,
in.
Oh, that door?
We could open that door, too.
I
don't care. We can open any door.
Which door?
Somebody's calling us.
Who is?
I don't know. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Oh. Where's the door?
Okay, you open the door?
Can I open the door out to the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're going to hear postal trucks.
I know. I can hear them on the air. That's cool. Those are postal trucks bringing you your Christmas packages right now.
All right. I was out there.
That's your presents.
That's my presents.
All the postal trucks are full of presents for us.
Presents.
I want to say thank you again to the listener who sent us the Sportsy Talk trophy. I'm looking at it right now and admiring it. We bring it into the studio every week that
we
can. We
tried to drink out of it, but it's got strange holes in it.
It wasn't designed for drinking out of, but it's really nice. And thank you again for that, for sending that. It's a delight every week to look at it.
What you hear in back is a postal truck at the mail office next door just kind of idling.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a sleigh. It's like sleigh bells in the background.
Sleigh. All right.
So Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr. We do have to talk about this. Okay, so Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
He's a wide receiver for the Giants. He's amazing.
He likes making catches
falling backwards with one hand and everything.
He's
and he always taken, makes
he's
them.
He's taken the New York by storm. He's a phenomenon.
He is a phenom. And he's a great player, and people love him until this week.
This week was not a good week for him.
No, they were playing the undefeated Panthers, much better team, actually. And they were playing in the Meadowlands,
Good. Yeah, I mean, they're
and
good.
Apparently, before the game started, the Panthers walk around with a little black baseball bat.
Yeah, that's odd. That's an odd thing to have.
Yeah,
and they're pointing at him.
Yeah, and they have different explanations for why they carry that bat around. Some of them are not, I can't say them on the radio, but
oh, really?
They involve wood and stuff because of the bat, know? And they have lots of things. And then apparently they also were calling Odell Beckham Jr. like homophobic slurs.
Okay.
Because he has blonde hair or something.
Just in time for the holiday season.
I mean, yeah, right? Yeah.
He's got fancy shoes that like they're like look like little presents and they light up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
he's got like glitter shoes and blonde hair and stuff.
I guess the tough guys didn't think
they didn't think that was so
was
cool.
Too manly.
Yeah, no, those good old Southern tough guys down there in Carolina. So so during the game, Odell Beckham Jr. just went out of his mind. And first thing he tried to do that was insane was that he tried to catch a ball with two hands. He never does that.
Yeah, that's
he was
a bad
in the
idea
he was
him.
In the end zone and he tried to reach up and catch a pass with two hands
he dropped a total touchdown.
A touchdown for sure. And then they weren't doing well. And then he just kept like punching the Carolina Panthers players. And there was one player in particular, Josh Norman, who's a tight end.
Is that his name, Josh?
I believe it's Josh.
I don't think it's Josh.
You don't look it up.
I think it's Greg Norman. Or is
I
that
think
a
it's Josh. I think it's Josh Norman. I think Greg Norman's somebody else.
He's a golfer.
Yeah.
He's the Australian golfer, right?
They had an Australian golfer playing for the Panthers tight end. No, it's Josh Norman, right?
It's Josh Norman. Yes, correct.
Yes. All right. I'm Bronwyn C. I know things.
You know things.
I do know things.
I thought his name was Greg Norman.
No, his name's Josh
Norman.
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 Norman and Norman. Norman. And he really got into it, and one play, I think the play was over.
Yeah.
And Odell Beckham just comes running and puts his head down and slams his helmet into Josh Norman's helmet, right in the ear hole, you know, where it like really hurt.
Yeah.
And you can't do that, right?
Well, now you can't do it anymore.
Well, you shouldn't.
It is the holidays.
It's
apparently they called him F slur.
The F slur.
And they were carrying around a baseball
bat.
Why can't
we say that word?
I mean, I probably could, but then we'd get a bunch of comments on the thing that was like, you shouldn't say that word.
Well, then also, you know, the other thing that I worry about sometimes when I say things like that on the air, which even though they're okay to say, is that what if somebody like, you know, takes a clip of us saying that? And then says, oh, here's Bronwyn C, you know,
well,
saying this
word.
This
is from
word,
a tweet that
you know?
Says, like, it actually says F-A asterisk asterisk O-T.
Yeah, this is
so
stupid.
So apparently you can't even tweet that
You can't
word.
Even tweet it. You can't say anything anywhere.
And then apparently the Norman guy said he was going to end Odell Beckham Jr.'s career.
Yeah, well.
That seems rough.
That seems kind of bad.
That's
yeah.
a little not in
yeah,
the holiday
so they,
spirit.
I mean, they were taunting him, right? But, I mean, if you're a player for... It's not like that kind of stuff isn't said constantly
no,
on the field.
No, it's nonstop.
Those guys are trash talking each other. They're trying to get under each other's skin.
Yeah.
They're trying to get them to flip out.
And the man to man, like there was a lot of sort of wrangling at the
yeah.
you know, because they were one of them's a cornerback and it's Odell's
yeah.
a wide receiver. So they were every time they would you know hike the ball, there would be some struggle at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
you could
yeah.
sort of grab guys and hit them
yeah,
around.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So, I mean, it's a rough game. It's a dangerous game. Everybody gets concussions and horrible chronic traumatic encephalopathy or whatever. And, you know, it's that stuff is normal, right? That kind of thing
right.
is normal.
But I give
but what
I
he
give
did,
people in New York a pass. Like, if that was a punk from the Cleveland Browns
yeah.
who was, like, you know, hitting guys and punch. I mean, he was punching guys, but if you punch another guy with a football helmet on, like, nothing's going to bat. Like, you're
right.
just going to hurt
I
your
know,
hand
I know,
or whatever.
I know. So, but so it
was like,
stupid.
The head-to-head thing is bad.
Okay, it was stupid. What he was doing was stupid, right? But once he did the head-to-head thing after the play was over, and it's illegal, and it's dangerous for him. He could hurt himself, right? And
yeah.
his head's not.
They called a lot of penalties on. I mean, it was
well,
like 15 yards,
yeah.
like three
he
different ca- times.
He hurt.
Like
he hurt the team by getting all these penalties called on him. You know, they lost yards all the time. He hurt the team.
Yeah.
And then that final one, that just was outrageous. And I think they should have pulled him. I think they should have
pulled
him.
Well, the announcers
right
kept
then.
Saying
think,
they should
I think,
have suspended. He's going to be suspended. They
yeah,
should,
I think
coach
I think Coughlin. Coughlin. I think Coughlin.
Blah, blah,
coach
blah.
Coughlin. I think should have pulled him out of the game.
No, I find.
Sit him down.
Honestly, he has a touchdown. At the very end, he
yeah.
has a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he kind of makes up for, like, he steps over the guy like Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue in the playoffs and stuff
yeah.
like that. It's a New York thing. Like, New York guys can get away with acting like punks, acting like maniacs.
No, but
if you were, like, some jerk-off from the Chiefs, I would think you're just
no,
like
I don't
some
think,
loser.
I don't think,
you know?
I don't think they should get away with that. I don't think that's right. You know, I mean, I don't, it's not... Why should they get away with that?
Yeah, but we're from New York. We can do whatever we want.
No, that's not true.
See, but you have this, like, luster of the Giants are like this franchise that has
I'm saying that if you are a professional football player, you're exposed to that crap every week, and it shouldn't drive you crazy, and you shouldn't go out of control, and you
should
young
cost, guy. I'm sure
you should
he's
you
learn
should
his lesson.
Well, then he should learn his lesson by being sat down by the coach.
Oh no, they needed him to catch up in the game.
They lost the game anyway, so what did it matter?
Well,
he should have sat him down. He should be suspended.
I don't know why people. Who cares?
He has to not. He can't be. If he does that every game, they're just going to egg him on and egg him on. Every team will do it to him, and he'll be out of control, and he'll cost them yardage, and he'll just.
What's the best part of hockey? Hockey fights.
Yeah, I don't want football to turn into hockey.
I do. What?
Why?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think if you take the helmets off, go crazy.
Do you know about this game? There was some. You have the computer. You can look it up. There was some hockey game where they had like 6 seconds of play that resulted in 44 minutes of penalties.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was like
a
famous hockey match.
Yeah. When was that?
44 minutes of penalties.
Yeah. It's like they just went out and these guys like they just,
well, was like a, that's like
they
when
just
you
had
clear
a,
benches and stuff.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
They had a brawl on the ice and then everybody had to sit down. Oh, it's much nicer in here. Thanks for opening the door.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That was my little Christmas present.
But I just don't think it's a bit. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. Obviously great player. In a man-to-man fight with Josh Norman, they're punching, they're screwing.
Yeah, it's not man-to-man if somebody rushes up and slams you in the side of the head with their helmet. It's just not. It's not. The play is over. You're not expecting it. The ball is dead.
Well, like the Patriots. The Patriots, the first year that they won the Super Bowl before anyone knew they were cheating all the time.
Yeah.
Their main thing about beating Peyton Manning over the years was that the guys who would come through, the wide receivers that would come cross through the middle of the field, if they caught the ball, Patriots would make sure to hit them in the back of the shoulders with their helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would do all kinds of things, like I'm leading with my head against other guys' heads to sort of make them drop the ball or get a concussion or whatever. Like, if you went retroactively back and went, like, what's the morality of this or that or anything?
Yeah, retroactively, but it's not allowed now. And also, it wasn't during the play. The play was over.
Right.
It was
over. He's upset. He's having a tough time.
Then he should get control of himself.
Well, there was a guy
grow
in Pittsburgh.
Up.
The James
Odell
Sanders
Beckham
player.
Jr.
No, James Sanders? James Harrison.
Yes.
In for the Steelers was like, I can't play in this league anymore because all I do is lead with the head. And so he keeps getting 25, 40 yards penalties or something like that.
Yeah.
He ultimately, like, I remember being mad at him, but he's just a punk from the Steelers. This is Odell Beckham Jr., like, one of the premier great players in the league, one of the most dynamic wide receivers. Like, if you got that much talent, I don't care if you stab a guy in the parking lot.
No,
I don't care. I mean, how many murders will I give you? Probably a lot. Like, Mo Vaughn got in very much trouble. He was the first baseman for the Red Sox, great player, left-handed power hitter, sort of like David Ortiz for the Red Sox. Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
He would dress as Santa Claus and give out Xboxes to all the guys, you know, in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
He, like, got drunk at a strip club in Providence and hit a bunch of cars on the way home. I was like, A, there's nobody in the cars. But B, if there was, none of the people that he would have run over hit 357 with, like, 35 home runs and 100. It's like, sorry.
He didn't do it. That's a better person than you are. He didn't do it on the field of play. He didn't, like, go up to some, like, first baseman for the other team that's just standing there and club the guy in the head with a bat.
There's fights all the time in baseball.
I know there's fights all the time. This wasn't a fight. He smashed the guy. The guy wasn't expecting it.
But if you throw 100 miles an hour at somebody's head, that seems worse than
you're
hitting
bad.
Somebody in the helmet with your helmet. You know,
at least they can see it coming. They know it's, you know, they know.
Chalmers said, morality aside, the Beckham-Norman stuff clearly benefited the Panthers. The Panthers are up by 28 points and somehow gave them all back. I don't understand how they.
Well, you know, if they hadn't given them all those yards for Beckham penalties, they wouldn't have been up.
Ken from Hyde Park says, you think a no-nonsense coach like Tom Coughlin would pulled Beckham aside. No, his team's in, like, fighting for first place. He's got his best player out there. He's, like, so done
with
being
I like how 6-9 is fighting for first place or whatever.
Well, there is. They still have a chance.
I know they do.
That's why he's been suspended for one game.
Yeah.
And so they have to figure out a way to get him on the field. Like, maybe give him another guy's number or, like, a mustache of some kind.
He's appealing the suspension. They're gonna,
yeah, but they're going to do it today, I think.
Tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow that they're hearing it.
Who's hearing it?
Roger Goodell, Ginger Hammer.
I hate that guy.
No, I don't know.
The Ginger Hammer?
I don't know who's doing it. Yeah, I don't know.
Just blame Brady. Just suspend the Patriots.
Suspend all the Patriots. Suspend them all.
You could tell Coughlin is coaching for his job. Yeah. Because he doesn't pull Beckham, says Danny D. Coughlin's like 1,000 years old. I don't know why. I don't even think he wants to coach
maybe
anymore.
He didn't notice. I mean, that's the thing. Maybe
he might not see.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he couldn't see what Beckham was doing.
It's so
maybe
funny because he does.
What?
Tom Coughlin, winning, losing, no matter what it is, he always seems super perturbed.
Yeah,
he's totally
always
upset.
Always,
he's always
angry.
Yelling.
Yeah, he's always
his face
angry.
Face is always this red color that it shouldn't be.
No.
So I don't know. I don't care. I don't know why Giants. I mean, if I was doing Mike Francesa, I'd be like, that's not Giants football. That's not the football that we appreciate.
That's not what I'm saying.
You're not saying
that? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this, like, you know, he can be stupid, but that's...
I mean, if he's, like, ends up being in a wheelchair or can't speak when he's 40, like Muhammad Ali, I'll feel bad. I'll be like, oh, that's a bummer. But otherwise, I don't care. And if guys have to hit each other in the head for my amusement, then I'm sorry. That's
Jesus.
Are you not entertained?
God. Okay, here's another thing that confuses me. All right, Thursday night football?
Yes.
Da, 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 da. Oh, that's Monday night football.
No,
okay.
What's the
Thursday night football?
It sounds like
theme.
Bells. Like, it's like this weird, like, bells sound. Like, it's a weird Christmas song they play in September and stuff like that.
That's the Thursday night football song. Oh, I know that one. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. Yeah, that song.
Is that on? Are they having it this?
Okay, no, here's the thing. They said Thursday night football, the Jets game, blah, blah, blah. But it was on Saturday night. But it was still called Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That game was last Saturday. Okay, so for this week, they're advertising a doubleheader. There's Thursday Night Football doubleheader. Blah, blah, blah. You know, some game on Thursday night and some game on Saturday night. And I'm like, why is the game on Saturday night?
Okay, hey, that's
Thursday
not a
night. It's not, right? I mean, it's not a doubleheader and it's not on Thursday. One of the games is on Saturday.
That means that like CBS or NFL Network with CBS has to go to both those games. That's
branding,
not my problem.
They're
that's
branding.
Not
I know, but they're branding it. Yeah, they're branding it as a Thursday night football doubleheader. One game's on Thursday and one's on Saturday.
I have to be bored to death by
there's Fridays
like
in
a certain
there.
Set of announcers that are boring. Like Phil Simms is like one of the most
boring
human
Phil
beings in
Sims the history. Phil Simms is really tragic.
It's so funny because he's so zoned in during the game. Yeah. Like, they'll be like, Jim, whatever his name is, will be like,
the other guy.
You should watch Supergirl on CBS. Supergirl beats up a bus full of nuns on CBS. And Phil Simms will be like, what you're looking for in this play. Like,
he just doesn't even
make no impression on him whatsoever.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to do commercials for him.
He's like, I don't care.
I only want to
see love football.
Football's all I know.
And Boomer Esiason somehow calls 6 different games and is on 3 different shows. And his voice is always like, I can barely talk. Please let me stop talking. Another exciting news of announcers. And announcers, for me as an older guy.
Yeah, you're not older.
All I do is complain about announcers
on
Twitter.
You're
I'm
not
like,
older.
I'm going to be 43 pretty soon.
Really? That's not older, though.
I feel old.
You feel old?
I got an old body. All over. But specifically from the nipples down. They got rid of the terrible announcers in the World Series. Remember how annoyed you were with the terrible announcers in the World Series?
Yes.
Harold Reynolds and some guy named Tom Verducci who writes for Sports Illustrated.
They
was like,
were terrible.
Why that guy? He's
writers,
a writer.
Yeah, writers are different than people who talk on the radio.
Well,
except
now
for
it's
us.
That
we're both.
We're better.
We're better than
we should call
we're
it Yankees
everything.
Games.
Yeah, well, we should.
We would be the
my
best
God.
Yankees announcers in the world.
Oh, my God. We'd be better than the ones they have now. I mean, at least we can
I wonder if they fired those guys yet.
What, John Sterling and Susan
Walwood?
No, they got big contracts.
Every year I look that up.
They got big
this is the time of year I look it up.
They got big contract extensions.
Did they?
Last year.
They're terrible.
Last year. I know they're awful. She's better than he is. At least she can read
the
scoreboard.
She can see the game.
Yeah. She can, like, look at the scoreboard and figure out what the pitch count is, which he has.
I was watching an old NBA game, and he was calling a game for the
what,
Hawks.
On the NBA?
It was an NBA game. He was like, used to be the Hawks announcer.
He used to be down in Atlanta.
Yeah, he should have stayed there.
I thought he was.
I didn't have to watch
their games. I thought he was the announcer for the Braves down there. Maybe he did all the Atlanta teams.
Did he? The Braves have had good announcers over the years, as opposed to John Sterling.
Yeah,
terrible.
Maybe not.
The Yankees win.
The What I don't understand about that.
Yeah,
I
that
mean,
makes no sense. Why would you spread out the word the?
Yeah, why would you put the emphasis on the
word
the?
It is high. It is far.
It is. Oh, he caught it. Oh, he catched it right at the wall.
It's a foul ball.
Foul ball, yes.
So John Smoltz will be calling the game with that awful Joe Buck for the World Series. The World Series is terrible every year because they...
What's going on? Okay, Joe Buck. Joe Buck looks more and more like Travis Bickle with every passing week.
He's looking terrifying. Grow some beard.
Yeah, no, but it's
they
not
should end the World Series before November, so you don't have not, to see Joe Buck with his terrible patchy beard.
It's not the terrible patchy beard. It's shaving the size of his head.
His whole face looks weird.
Yeah, he looks really weird when he turns. You know,
and
when
he's
you see
a weird,
his profile,
punny, weirdo, weird. Yeah. His father was one of the greatest sports announcers in the history of anything.
So how come he gets a pass? Because
his dad
was good.
Yeah, his dad was good.
I mean, so why does
his sounds a little like his dad?
Anything.
He's less terrible than Sterling. But now it's John Smoltz.
Everybody's...
John Smoltz is kind of okay.
Okay.
Less terrible than Harold Reynolds and
that other guy, Verducci.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah. I mean, really shouldn't even be writing for Sports Illustrated, frankly. That's my exciting news.
That's exciting. That's baseball. We had something to say about baseball then.
That's a baseball thing.
Okay, we had a baseball story. That's good, because I didn't have anything for baseball. And I was trying
to
find out...
Did you have anything at all for baseball?
No, not for this week. I was trying to find out if... This is not baseball, but I was trying to find out if Oscar Pretorius was having another trial yet.
He's in jail, correct? Yes or no?
But he was in jail.
He's in jail.
He killed his girlfriend.
Yes.
And then he went on trial, and the trial lasted 2 years, and then he got convicted of something not very serious.
It was like,
I think they put him in jail for a weekend, and then they put him in house arrest.
Right.
And then they decided that maybe they should try him again, because South Africa doesn't care if they have double jeopardy.
There are apparently
jeopardy.
Other judges?
Yeah, so they just got another judge to come in and say, oh, yeah, I didn't like that verdict, so I'm going to give a different verdict. So then they had another hearing, and then he got convicted of murder, and then he was supposed to go to jail. But, I mean, I've...
Jail?
Yeah, I
or
think
just like
so.
A big hole, they take his legs, put him in a hole.
No, jail, I think.
Jail. Real jail.
Real.
With real murderer type
real
murders?
Real South African
jail. Because he doesn't
seem
like a real
tough
guy.
No, he doesn't. Well, I mean, you know, he shot his girlfriend through a bathroom door.
He sprayed the bathroom with bullets. I mean, it's not beyond shot. Like, he lit the place up with,
crazy pants. So I just was wondering if, like, you know, have they decided to have another trial yet?
Oh,
you know,
right.
I mean, they'll just keep trying him and having different verdicts and, you know, different things.
They should send him to the Oz. Remember the Oz?
Yeah. That'd be good.
They should send him to the Oz. The Oz show. That was a great program.
Put him on that.
He's had an online affair with somebody.
Oh, golly.
An Austrian woman. Be careful. Wear a bulletproof vest at all times.
Wait, so he's an online affair, like they Skype at each other?
She says Pistorius flirted at her while awaiting trial. She's a leggy blonde, Nina F.
See, she's leggy. That's why he likes her.
He likes leggy. He admires the legs of others.
Yeah, he has none of his own. All right. Oh, apparently he's not being tried again. We talked about... talked about hockey.
We did?
Yeah.
Well, about hockey fights and how great they are.
Yeah, we're going to have to start paying attention to hockey.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, because football's going to be over.
There's a big... they're going to play at Fenway on the 1st of January. Not at Fenway, at Foxborough.
Foxborough.
Where the Patriots play.
Yeah.
Canadians versus Boston Bruins.
Is that that outdoor?
Or 3 in the afternoon.
That outdoor
yeah.
game that they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they think it's going to be warm by?
I don't know.
It's going
like
to be cold.
It's like,
you know, I mean,
60 degrees now.
Yeah, it's like. I mean, is it going to be cold? Is it going to be snow?
I don't.
And
I
ice?
Think it's just going to be like. I think it's a trap. They're trying to bring as many Montreal Canadiens fans to Foxborough, and then be like, "Now you're stuck here with us," and it's just going to be a crowd beating of the highest order.
Wow.
Like, because it's like
exciting.
There's not a lot of love between Montreal and the Boston Bruins.
And also, you know, I mean, hockey fans fight, right? Because their teams fight, right?
It's
all about the fight.
Well,
so,
now it's like you got to fight in the cheap seats because the people down in front, I mean, you don't want to get thrown off a $500 seat.
Right, that's true.
You're banging on the thing. Have you been to a hockey... When's the last time you went to a hockey game? When your boyfriend bought you tickets?
No, he didn't buy me tickets. I sat in the wag seat. You know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, sure.
Can we call him, get more of those? Is he in the league?
He is the trainer for a European national team, and I'm not going to say which nation, but he is He is the...
Is it Ukraine?
No, it's not Ukraine. No. But he's a trainer for a European national hockey team now. But I suspect he's, like, married and has grandchildren or something.
I'm sure he'd still be happy to see you.
Yeah, probably.
The Akron Zips are up 23-14 over the Utah State Aggies in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yes, Idaho Potato. Yes, yeah, so we didn't do that college football bowl thing, did we? We were going to do like
a
college.
I did, but then I forgot to do anything.
We were going to do a college football bowl challenge.
Let's see how I'm doing in the
bowl challenge. Oh, you're doing it yourself? You're challenging yourself?
I always challenge myself, if you know what I'm saying. It is the holidays.
Jeez. You know, I was looking up all the college football bowl games and on the ESPN page about them, and I really admired their punctuation of Hawaii.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah, no, they put the apostrophe, and nobody does that. You know, it's like, it's Hawaii. It's Hawaii apostrophe I. No, nobody does that, but ESPN did it. I liked it.
I don't think I'm doing well.
Oh, yeah? Right now.
Jim's picks.
Yeah.
I have 4 points. The leader country has 7 points.
Well, that's not bad.
I mean, that's
four versus
middle
seven.
Of the road.
That's middle. Middling. You're doing
middle
middling.
Of the road.
There's
a... And that's just straight, like, pick 'em who's going to win.
There's a bowl game in Hawaii on...
The Hawaii Bowl.
Yeah, it's on the 24th, like Christmas Eve. And then there's another one that day in the Bahamas. The Popeye's Bahamas Bowl. So
Popeye's
I think
chicken?
Yeah.
Do you get chicken if you
win? Yeah, you get to go to Bahamas and eat chicken.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So I think what they did was they picked the nice, fancy resort places for two bowl games on Christmas Eve to, like, induce schools to actually want to go away at Christmas.
Because, like, would you rather go to Hawaii for a bowl game or Birmingham? Birmingham, Alabama.
Need
the Birmingham Bowl.
Oh, God. There weren't any really hilarious bowl names this year, though.
I know. They've really let us down.
Yeah, I was expecting. Although the Idaho Potato Bowl is kind of good.
That's not bad.
Those names go.
Do you get a big potato if you win? Like,
yeah,
is there a trophy made
potatoes.
Of potato?
Made of potatoes. Yep.
I got a potatoes.
Hey, are we going to do our Christmas presents?
Yeah, should we open these?
Yeah. Should we?
Yeah.
Should I put on Christmas music?
Do we have any of that?
I got some Christmas music.
You know, my favorite Christmas music is like Cypress Hill, like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm Just Gonna Kill a Man.
How about Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis?
Yeah, that's kind of more Christmassy, but I'm talking about more like, I'm gonna spray the street with bullets kind of thing. Because, you know, like, it's... I haven't felt very Christmassy this year, you know, felt very...
Well, nobody has, because the weather's so weird.
Weather's terrible.
I got another version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Is this the accordion?
This is the octagon organ, whatever that is.
In our family photo this year, I'm dressed as Rudolph.
Jeez. I haven't gotten your family photo yet.
I know, you just took it the other day.
Okay.
It'll probably come after Christmas.
Probably. You can wish everybody Happy New Year. All right, so do we open our presents at the same time? Or do you go first, or do I go first, or what happens?
I think you better go first, because it's going to be underwhelming, and it's going to make me look like a jackass.
It's not either. I thought it was so sweet. And look, it's a huge box.
I know. I didn't really... See, Bronwyn, like, wrapped it and stuff.
That's okay. Look, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to do stuff like that.
I mean, I just took a box from work and just kind of taped it back up.
That's good. It says...
She's using a pen to...
Well, I don't have...
Then all the reindeer loved him.
I don't have a... Well, I could get my knife out, but...
You just don't... What? Don't cut yourself.
Yeah, it's fine.
One of these just came.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy it finally showed up.
I am too. That's very nice.
Took a while to get it back from the guy. And then you're going back and forth with him, being like, hey, man.
Oh, what is it?
You know, get your act together.
Oh, if it's a Chuck Knoblauch jersey, I'll be happy forever.
Oh, man. Now I'll know for next year what to actually get you.
Oh, thank you.
That's part one of the present.
Oh, it's a Yankee Stadium 2016 wall calendar. I'm going to put this up at work.
No, every year I buy myself the Fenway. It's right over my toilet.
Yeah, I need
it. It's Yankee Stadium, so it's not.
Yeah.
There's no actual players in it.
Yeah,
they just
that's good.
Take pictures of the empty stadium.
It's
excellent. It's like seats and stuff.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah, it's,
I love
it's quite this. Quite well done.
Yeah, thank you.
I was glad it came.
I put a wall calendar up at work every year, and everybody thinks I'm a weirdo for that. But like this year, I had one that was drawings by this autistic guy, and
it
was pretty awesome. Yeah, so this will replace it, and I don't have a 2016 calendar yet, so
there
that's
you
perfect.
Go.
Thank you.
Happy
and.
Holidays. That took a while. That took some doing.
Wow, I have a Tom Brady autographed deflated football. It's really kind of...
It's squishy.
It's squishy.
He's really... It's one of his better deflated
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, he says, Bronwyn, hey, Cheats, Tom Brady, number 12, go Pats.
And then he didn't know what hey, Cheats meant.
No.
And I had to write to him, and I was like...
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man.
Come on. Oh, I love this fancy stitching,
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's
this
real
is,
fancy.
This is really good. It's got these
stuff.
Weird... I know this is an authentic NFL football,
Oh,
too.
Yeah, that was really right out of his... took it right out of his house.
This is fabulous. So, we have to keep this with the trophy.
Oh, yeah, we'll put it right in the top of the trophy.
I think we ought to keep this together.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
We ought to at least keep it here. This is fantastic. We'll put it in the locker where people can see it through the glass.
I'm glad you like it.
I do. I love it.
I mean, it was
taking
forever for him to get it, and I was
I can imagine.
You know.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you. Wow, Tom Brady... signed this. This is really great.
There you go. Fits right in the trophy there.
It does. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
I'm actually
Those are wonderful presents.
Oh, I'm glad you liked them.
I'm thrilled.
I'm going to try to open this carefully because I can use this wrapping paper for some other
thing. Yeah, you can. I know.
I have to wrap if I buy anybody else a gift.
Uh-huh.
Which I should.
Oh, that one you can, you know, that's for you and...
Oh, my goodness.
That's for you
Look
and Ben.
Look how nice this is.
I know, it's fancy, right?
Glenmorangie. I'm not going to remember tonight.
Yeah, good. Well, don't drink the whole thing at once.
You're supposed to savor it, yeah. This is really clearly much classier
It
comes with two glasses.
Yeah, I know. So you can see that's why it's for you and Ben. You can each have
It's single malt scotch, which is better than half malt scotch.
Yes,
which
is
what I normally get.
It's a nice scotch. I like it a lot.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
I mean, I'm totally unworthy, and this is
No, it's nice, right? I mean, it's kind of...
It's much nicer than... I now have to go buy you more stuff.
No. Yours is so thoughtful, though, and mine is just kind of like, oh, here's some booze. Also, I got a talking to from Sluggo, and he didn't
How's
think
he
I,
doing?
He didn't think I should give you booze.
Why, because I didn't drink for 10 years?
Yeah, he thinks I'm enabling you, but...
That's good. That's what I like about our relationship.
That's what I like about it, too.
I appreciate the concern.
Well, yeah, he was concerned.
But I'm sure I'll be fine.
Okay. Well,
maybe.
I hope so. I hope you will
I'll just write the name of what I'm drinking on my hand, so when I get to the emergency room, they'll be able to revive me.
Good morning, G. Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very nice.
It's one I like. And I hope you guys will like it. And just, you know, don't fill those glasses. Like,
they're small glasses.
Well, they're not that small. I mean, just, you know, give about a half a glass.
Savor it. Yeah, yeah.
Put a little bit of water. Just a tiny bit of water.
I've been better about not getting too wasted.
Okay.
Although, usually when I drink here, I get a little wasted because I haven't eaten.
Well, I know, because we haven't eaten anything. And
then I just go wild. I'm stripping naked. I'm putting my nipples in people's faces.
God, that's the second time you've said nipples tonight. That's kind
nipples?
Of
nipples? Well, my Christmas photo.
Nipples for Christmas. Christmas
my
nipples.
My photo for Christmas. I'm wearing a monkey. I'm dressed as a reindeer, but I wore the monkey top.
Right.
Because
it's brown and
there's nipples on the monkey.
There is
suit.
Nipples
so
on
it
the
looks
monkey
like
suit.
I have reindeer nipples.
Oh, jeez.
I'm brought to you by listener DJ Cat in Chicago.
Aren't you sorry now?
Happy monkey nipples.
Happy monkey nipples to listener Dan B from upstate who sponsored me. I'm just embarrassed by the whole thing. I'm not worthy.
You're embarrassed by being sponsored?
People would love to sponsor you. Well, I don't know.
Did you end up seeing Star Wars, by the way?
No,
you texted me.
I'm not going to go see it. I just wondered if you got something. I'm not interested in it.
You don't like Star Wars?
I'm not interested in it. I like the original Star Wars.
The original movie?
Yeah, I saw
Wonderful.
The original movie. Yeah. I saw the next two. I saw the trilogy, right?
Okay, two and a half good movies.
I think I saw the first one of the next batch, because that had Jar Jar in it, right?
Yes.
And then I didn't see any more after
that. I kind of
that.
Ironically
like,
love Jar
like,
Jar now.
Yeah, I know. I know. He grows on people, apparently.
He grew on
just,
me.
I just, I was
I'm mad
like,
that everybody makes fun of him.
I didn't think he was any worse than a lot of the other stuff they have, you know?
I'm sure that's like, when Chewbacca talks. I'm sure like whatever that Wookiee, I'm sure that's all garbage.
Yeah. So I didn't, you know. I'm really not, I don't go to see movies very often, and when I do, I like to, you know, go to see something I think I'd enjoy. So...
You know what I saw? I saw two good movies. I saw Creed.
Yeah, is that good?
What that
is
was that a about? Perfect movie.
What's it about?
It's like Rocky.
Oh, yeah, it's the Rocky movie.
So it's new Rocky
movie? Apollo Creed, right.
It was like
Apollo
incredibly
Creed's son.
Perfect, seamless,
really?
Hour and a half bonbon of a film.
Really?
Yeah, great.
I think you said before that you liked it, yeah.
Loved right. it.
Yeah.
I was a joyful cinematic experience. And then seeing the Star Wars was a pretty, like, you know, I don't know. The other movies, the three prequels were so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just kind of like, all right, I'm annoyed. That these suck so bad.
Yeah.
So the new one was pretty good.
All right.
I mean, it's still, I got some problems with it, but I mean, it's better than the terrible ones.
Yeah. Okay, well, better than terrible.
They kind
good.
Of wander around in a Midsummer Night's Dream-like way, bumping into characters in the new Star Wars, where you're like, oh, well, we just happened to be wandering around. Oh, Chewbacca, what's going on? You know, like, like a lot of the transitions, I would say,
yeah.
are problematic, but
yes.
otherwise, you know, it's... It's this red meat for Star Wars fans.
I think this
fans.
Is the Chipmunks song, isn't it?
Listen to this. Christmas, don't be late.
Alvin!
Why? Oh, wait.
It's all but we can wait. So Christmas, don't be late.
How did they record that? It was a guy talking very slowly, and then they speed it up?
No, I don't know how they did it. I think they just sped it up.
They're making another one of those movies.
Alvin?
Now. Yeah,
is it a live action Alvin and the Chipmunks? They have
I mean, live
outfits?
Action as you have like humans and cartoon chipmunks singing.
Ew. Ew.
What? Is this the Zamboni? Christmas. This is like the organ.
Yeah,
organ
this is like
holiday,
the
organ.
Yeah, this is like the. This is like
Stay
the organist.
Tuned from Moore County Youth
Island.
They're coming soon.
Yeah, soon.
What'd I say?
Did you see the Lions Saints game last night?
No.
I didn't see it because why would I? But I had the radio turned on and it was on the radio. Because I don't have TV.
Who calls right? those games? Marv Albert and Boomer Sisson?
Some guys.
Just some dude.
Some guys.
Whoever shows up.
Kevin. I think one of them was named
Kevin.
Kevin
Harlan. Kevin Harlan used to do the Mets games.
Kevin was somebody named Kevin. I don't think it's Kevin Harlan. I don't think it's a Mets guy.
Somebody named Kevin.
I think so.
Well, no, he was like the sideline reporter for the Mets.
Yeah, I don't think it was him. I think it was like somebody else named Kevin. There's more than one guy named Kevin, I think.
Just a dude named Kevin?
Some guy named Kevin, yeah.
Now, were they any good, the announcers?
No. No, but the thing was that it's like at the end of the first half,
yeah.
the Saints made a touchdown and it got called back because the guy wasn't quite in before his knee hit down. You know, he wasn't quite in the end zone when he went down and
yeah,
his knee hit first,
guys,
right?
Yeah, that was one of my guys. I could have used those 7 points. Brandon Crooks, is that his
name? Yeah. And then they made him come back.
They took 7 points away from him.
They made him come back and then they made another touchdown and they made that one come back because there was some guy failed to report as an eligible receiver. So they made it come back and then he did another touchdown and they made it come back. For some other reason. And this is all like in the last 27 seconds of the half. And they're just making touchdowns and having them called back. And they keep losing yardage. They're going backwards. They make a touchdown and they have to go to the 5. And then they have to go to the 10. And they have to go to the 15. And in the end, they didn't make a touchdown. And it was just heartbreaking. That was the only part of the game that I heard. I turned it on just in time to hear that sequence of plays, and I said, okay, I don't need to hear anymore. I know the Lions are going to win because
that's
awful.
Part of the problem with the late year. Like a bunch of teams are going to be in it, and a bunch of teams are not going to be in it.
Yeah.
So like the Lions and whoever the heck, who was it?
The Saints. The Saints were the ones
like
that were getting all their
for
stuff
last
though.
Place.
Yeah, you know, I think though if
and
the
there's
teams,
no consequences for coming in last.
I know
in the NFL.
Yeah, there's none, but it
they
but
don't
the,
send you down to the college ranks.
They don't relegate you.
No,
like
they
don't.
Do they don't banish
hey,
you.
Hey, did you? Okay, so we were talking about European football. The
yes.
Premier League in England.
Premier
they're
League.
Gonna have like on Boxing Day,
what,
which
what
is
Boxing
after
Day? Is that when you tip
Boxing
your
Day.
Servants?
No. Well, no, I don't think so. I think Boxing Day is like it's the day after Christmas, and it's like you got a new sweater, so you box up your old sweater and take it down to the servants or the charity or something. You know, I think so. I think you box up your stuff and give it away
because
you got all new stuff because it's Christmas. Whee! That's what I think it is. I think the day after Christmas is Boxing Day because of that.
The servants. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh, you get servants up there? You're looking it up?
I'm looking it up.
All right.
Reading Wikipedia.
201-209-9368. You have about 5 minutes.
Boxing Day is a holiday traditionally celebrated the day following Christmas Day when servants and tradesmen would receive gifts known as the Christmas box from their bosses or employers. It's a bank holiday.
Whatever that means. What's a bank holiday?
It means banks are closed.
Banks are closed all the time. What's
they're not closed here. They're closed
it?
Over there.
No,
it was a custom
I mean,
in Britain for tradespeople to collect Christmas boxes of money or presents on the first weekday after Christmas as thanks for good service during the year.
Oh, it's like tipping.
This is mentioned in Samuel Pepys' diary entry.
Peeps.
Is that how you say his name?
I think so. Why don't they just call it tipping day? Because you're tipping everybody, right? Where did you tip envelopes for the guys at my office?
But apparently it's like a big soccer day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this year they're having like nonstop. I think all the teams are playing. They're going to have 10 games.
Yeah, they don't
games.
Play on the Sunday. They play on the Saturday.
Yeah, they're going to have 10 games on that one day. That's cool. You could just sit there. I mean, if only I could get like Premier League soccer, I could just like
sit home. Oh, well, it's on NBC.
It's all of them? All 10 of them?
No, one of the games will be on NBC.
Well, I don't want one of them. I want all 10 of them. I want to be like an English person and just sit there and get really drunk and just watch soccer all day long,
though.
You know? That'd be good.
Let me see who's... I don't know who's playing on the 12-26.
And also, how come English people can't pronounce English words? How come they say Leicester, Lester, and stuff like that, you know?
I don't know if we're mispronouncing them, but
no,
it just
they
sounds
are.
More correct when we
I mean,
say
okay,
it.
Okay, Worcestershire... Right? That has like a lot of R's in it. And they don't say any of them. They just kind of go whoosh.
See, this says whoosh, the whoosh. First ever NBC Premier League doubleheader to air on NBC the 26th of whatever.
Is it a doubleheader the way that Thursday night football is
a
doubleheader
a
where it's going to be on like two different days that are a day apart?
At 12:30
yes.
p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, guess what?
On NBC. We're out of show.
We're out of show. Wait, what are we saying, though? Am I going to get to see any
Newcastle versus Everton at 12:30.
Yeah.
Then at 2:45 on
Boxing
NBC,
Day.
Arsenal
Boxing
versus
Day.
Southampton.
Wow.
So you can watch that if
okay.
you want to. You could watch...
Why don't they have the good games on?
You could watch
over
the
here.
Beer Bowl.
Yeah, we'll watch something. Well, so that was Sportsy Christmas show. Thank you for my presents.
Thank you very much for your presents.
I love them.
Tom wishes you a merry, merry holiday.
Thank you, Tom. Listener Tom. Listeners, thank you for listening, and we'll be with you again next Tuesday. See you then. Have a happy, happy, good Yule. Oh, I have to say some other things. You want to say it? WFMU East Orange,
WMFU Mount Hope.
Online
everywhere at WFMU.org.
And in Rockland County.
And in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Thanks for inviting us in your home tonight. May God bless. Stay tuned for Marconi Island.
Yay! Thank you.